Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back. I'm Reba Haas with RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Austin with Home Street Bank.
And you're with Open House with Team Reba. And once again, if you've just tuned in, we have Dr. Kevin McCarthy, and we also have Carrie Shaw from Renton Technical College with us. So welcome again. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, as always, we talk during the breaks. People, I don't think they think we sit here silently. So we were quickly like, okay, what do we want to cover? We're in our last segment. What do we want to? There's so much about Renton Tech that we want to make sure that we get into. But we were talking about the programs, but talk about innovation. So, you know, because Kevin, you're relatively new there, and I'm sure you've got ideas for where you want to see the college going. But tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Well, I think what we really pride ourselves on being an innovative college, and that it goes back to our roots with how do you train people for the war effort, mm-hmm. and we've tried to keep up with industry throughout. So we keep looking and listening to industry about how to be innovative, what can we do now? And for instance, now one of my interests is how do we do better incumbent training? We see the people are getting jobs, there's very low unemployment, so that how do you mm-hmm. give work with industry to have better incumbent worker training so they can keep increasing their skills there? We're also really looking at we've always been in the community and technical colleges the place for universal kind of access to education. But again, our interest is in completion, and we're really interested in that there are equitable results, not just mm-hmm. that people get in the door. And as the demographics of our communities change, and we have a whole new complexion to our workforce in the future, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we increasingly are effective in educating everyone who comes here, no matter what their background. And so we still have work to do. I mean, I think mm-hmm. all the colleges across the country will say there are not equitable results in education. We do it better, I think, at Renton, mm-hmm. though it's not the same as for a white population still, but we're seeing improvements in African-American, Latino, Asian Pacific Islander education results.
Yeah, I've noticed when I'm on campus that it is very diverse. Mm-hmm. And you even mentioned by age ranges too, you know, so I think it's a very vibrant community on campus. Yes. And I really enjoy that myself. One of the things that in a different meeting I was part of, they were talking about what all areas you serve, like where all do your students come from? Because they're not just in Renton. I mean, we talked about having maybe the high school funnel people that direction, but where do they really come from?
So the technical colleges came part of the community and technical college system 25 years ago. And before that, they were part of the school districts. Mm-hmm. And so for a quarter century, we've been involved in the college system. And our district actually overlaps the Green River and the Seattle district.
Okay.
And so we go all through Rainier Valley up to central Seattle. And we go east past Enumclaw and Auburn and Kent. So we have a broad district that we work with. And so people come from all of those, and they come from out of district because we have programs that they don't have in other places. So something like surgical technology or anesthesia technology, mm-hmm. Programs like that are very unique.
Excellent. And again, helping feed our local employers and, mm-hmm. and providing that skill set.
Exactly. That pipeline
skilled
workers.
So Carrie Shaw, you're new with the Renton Technical College Foundation. Can you tell us a bit about the foundation?
Well, the foundation is all about access and making sure that door of opportunity remains open no matter where you come from, your background. And so I have the privilege of providing scholarships, raising the resources and the funds along with our foundation board to make sure that anyone who comes and qualifies can have that career training opportunity and quality education. And so it's all about access and equity. And it's very rewarding because we get to see lives transformed every day. And last week I called Christmas week because we announced all the spring quarter scholarships. And so students were coming in, and they were so grateful and shared their stories and how the scholarship impacted their career goals and ability to stay on track with their education goals. And they'll grab you as you're walking around campus and say, thank you, thank you. And so to our sponsors and our donors, that all means a great deal because you see the change and the impact. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. What would be a typical scholarship opportunity?
We award quarterly the scholarships in a variety of areas, whether it's allied healthcare or aerospace or precision machining, the technology like computer programming and things like that. And they range anywhere from $250 to $1,000 a quarter. And students can apply for multiple scholarships. So you could have your entire tuition covered.
Excellent. Double down.
Yes. Yeah. And scholarships are awarded based on merit or the kind of program you're in, whether it's high demand, on unmet need, financial need, and then a number of other opportunities based on scholarship, where it's targeted. And so there are plenty of opportunities, but last year we did have to turn away 354 students who had applied, and that is why we are gearing up for our Foundation Student Success Breakfast.
Excellent.
March 24th at RTC campus, and this is our main fundraising event to make sure that no student is turned away mm-hmm. when it comes to scholarships. And these you don't pay back. It's not a loan.
Right.
They're gifts. There are no interest rates you have to deal with.
No fine print there.
Yes. Yeah. This is a true investment in the students. And So we're very excited. Boeing is our main sponsor, along with the City of Renton and Republic Services. We've doubled our sponsorship levels this year from over last year. So the word is getting out on the value of RTC and the exciting things that are going on there in terms of some of these things we talked about, like completion rate mm-hmm. and job placement and... So as Kevin said, there's a great return on investment. Mm-hmm. So we still have some seats available, but it's filling up fast. And you can go to our website at rtc.edu to sign up for the breakfast. I know Reba will be there.
Yes, I absolutely will. If people want to join me at my table, please do.
Excellent.
And probably should get a table.
And we'll have the head of this Boeing 737 MAX program talking about why we can be bullish about our future.
Oh, very
and
cool.
And how important the RTC is to work training and career training and all of that, and making sure those skilled workers are there to fill these valuable
jobs. Yeah. We were there for that inaugural flight of the 737 MAX. That was pretty impressive. You were there, weren't you, Kevin?
I was out of town.
Were you out of town? Oh, a bunch of the other board members were there. It was super fun.
It
oh my
sounded
gosh,
it was, like it.
Oh, it was. I still have a video on here if you'd care to see it.
I will after the show.
I'll share it with you. Be like, here's what you missed. I even got my little fun gloves that they gave. They had a bunch of swag at that event. It was kind of fun. But anyway. Well, I'm excited about being at the Foundation Breakfast. I definitely invite anyone who's listening to this to get involved or take a look at it. If you're an employer locally and you think your company could benefit from the programs that are going on at Renton Technical College, really, really recommend that you take a look at what's going on there. And if you hadn't thought about it before, open your mind. Go take
Absolutely.
A look at the school. There's a lot of phenomenal work going on.
And are there volunteer opportunities for someone who's in local industry, maybe looking to kind of build some connections with some students?
Well, our foundation board is mm-hmm. volunteer.
There you go.
And our advisory committees are also volunteer. And I'm sure, Kevin, you know.
And we're always happy to look for externship and internship possibilities mm-hmm. for students. And, I mean, we have very formal ones already, but it's always good to look for more and more opportunities or even, faculty to keep up to date on their fields as well.
Yeah. Well, as more companies are moving into the area, they need to know that this is out there. Because if they're from out of area, they're not even familiar with this. So, I'll just keep plugging away trying to.
That's great. And if they need training when mm-hmm. they arrive, then we can do incumbent training and contract training for them as well.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we want to thank you, Dr. Kevin McCarthy and Carrie Shaw from Renton Technical College. Thank you for being here today on Open House with Team Reba.
Thanks for joining us. Join us next week, 3 o'clock every Tuesday.
for more real estate and finance information.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.